Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What career path attracts the most a-holes, the most butts, the most pains in the asses? 1-800-947-3979. A lot of people are pretty comfortable sharing this. This text immediately came in. Engineers, all engineers, douchebags. They always think they're better than you. All engineers interrupt when you talk. They think they know more than you do, always. They get on their high horse and they drown in their own ass fumes. What?
Wow, has somebody had a poor interaction with an engineer a time or two?
Drown in their own ass fumes?
So it's, they get on the high horse, and then they drown in their own ass fumes.
Is the horse drowned, too?
No, the horse's nose is out front.
That's sad.
Okay, so it's a high horse.
This is all engineers? Or
that's what it says.
Like a specific type of engineer?
Every kind of engineer, trained to electrical.
Okay.
Structural, too?
Definitely. Structural, civil, paper engineers. Like, a lot of people don't even know that's a thing. Packaging engineering.
Yeah.
Lots apparently of engineering. Okay.
All butts.
Yeah,
all butts.
I mean, because I've had a couple of okay interactions with engineers over the years, but, you know, I don't.
Just a couple.
Well, my dad was an engineer. He's pretty okay.
Oh, no, total jerk.
Yeah. I mean, he's got degrees in mechanical and electrical engineering, so. Wow.
He's practically a doctor in a-hole.
But he's definitely, he sticks stuff to himself, so, you know, he doesn't take himself too seriously.
lawyers and doctors, because they are so book smart and so stupid. Okay. Another one, take it. Another person from the 315, engineers and architects. A lot of people saying the first guy that hates all engineers has to be an electrician. It's probably something like that.
More than likely, it's got to be somebody who, deals with an engineer type on a daily basis.
An engineer who never has to actually implement the things they're designing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's always that, there's always a rivalry between like subcontractors, like the electricians versus the plumbers or the drywallers versus
the drywallers or whatever.
It's like branches of the military. The other ones all suck.
This text says nurses. Nurses are often the sweetest people, but if they're not, they're the devil. There's no middle.
All right. I believe that.
Yeah, nursing is the career that like the girl that bullied you in high school usually goes into.
Like your sister?
Well, not her.
well, not her.
She was my bully in high school, but she wasn't anybody else's.
There are some exceptions.
Yeah.
Are you afraid to say that she was your bully?
No.
Are you in a bad spot right now, Maitland?
No, I'm okay.
Is Paige waiting in the hallway, hitting her palm with a small baseball bat? No, that one kind of makes sense, though. But I think more are sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Than are the devil.
Yeah, not all of them were high school bullies. Just if you had a high school bully, chances are she's a nurse.
I mean, it makes sense.
I give them a pass, though. They deal with so much crap.
Seems like it.
They deal with so much crap.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Like engineers, they don't deal with anything.
They should be happy, though. They're always having sex with the doctors.
It's true.
And isn't that every gal's dream?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
It's always in like the...
Hey, look, there can be male nurses having sex with female doctors. You know, women can be doctors too, free beer.
Yeah, I know, but not for that joke. I mean, come on, we know.
I mean, that's right up there with restaurant workers. They're always banging.
This text, fitness people are the worst, especially if they think they're an influencer. They're not. They're a narcissist with a fake persona.
Yeah. Right. Serious fitness people. Yeah. Not your average, just like I'm trying to get in shape people, but the people who make it their lifestyle and their whole brand and identity.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah. If fitness is your identity, you're insufferable.
Kind of anybody who has a hobby and turns it into their entire identity.
Text, trash truck drivers. We're all a-holes.
So that's from a trash truck driver. Okay.
Good for you. Appreciate you being honest. What makes you an a-hole? Why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so again, the question is, what occupation attracts the most a-holes? So that doesn't mean that everyone in the occupation is an a-hole. Just per capita, on average, it's the highest number. I mean, yeah. Politics, obviously, that's a slam dunk.
Yeah.
That's right? All. That's like taking...
Lobbyists.
That's like taking the worst, which are generally lawyers, and then the cream of the crop of the lawyers become politicians.
Yeah.
Like, so they're the worst.
Yeah. I would add in lobbyists.
Yep.
Tech bros, Wall Street types, the worst.
Yeah.
I saw a clip this weekend of, I guess it was like Robert Downey Jr. visiting Wall Street, and it's where it's one of those buildings where it's just chaos.
Yeah.
And you see him looking around like, what the hell is this place? And then he's outside of it and he's like, if money is the root of all evil, this place is hell. And he roasts everybody in there. He's like, these are the worst, most money hungry, disgusting people I think I've ever met in my life.
I mean, it's, yeah.
I was like, that is he had like a visceral
to
reaction
to being
there.
To go into that career, you have to be, I think it's really hard work and you have to be really aggressive. You have to be dedicated to cash. Engineer here. The person who hates all engineers has never met the quiet engineers with no self-confidence. I'm good at my job, and I still think I suck.
Yeah, there's plenty of those. A lot of introverts are engineers.
That being said, we love our engineer here and all of the engineers at all of the radio stations that we are on.
Radio engineers generally are pretty awesome.
It's a different, that's a whole different subsect.
Let's see. Any officer in the military that originally was an enlisted person, they have the strongest opinions about everything, and they think they know everything.
Yeah, that might be true.
Truckers, mechanics, and construction. Well, you really went after everybody, huh?
Okay.
Let's see.
All jobs are the worst.
that's what it seems. Service advisors at a car dealership. Okay, I've not had a lot of positive interactions there. Even when they're nice, I feel like.
Service advisor, so that's the one that you're talking to at the counter.
Yes.
When,
yeah.
Okay. When you schedule the appointment or you're bringing your vehicle in, I'm here to drop off whatever.
I get anxiety every time I walk in there.
Just because, are they the ones responsible for the upsell?
I think they do the upsell, but also just sort of the... I don't know. It's just always, I always feel like I'm their job. And I always feel like whenever you go in there, they're like, oh God, a customer. I was busy staring at a screen and not doing anything.
I generally have pretty positive interactions with the salesperson like that, or the service person like that. I think partly because I've had enough vehicles that I'm a frequent customer where I go, hey, Ron, it's me again. This is broken now. Can you take a look at it? Yeah, can you bring it in on Thursday? Yes, okay.
This is very specific. The career that attracts the most a-holes is that girl from high school who slides into your DMs and says, hey, girly, trying to sell you her stupid fit tea or her dumb health juice.
And then you try to tell them, you're in a pyramid scheme. And they go, no, it's multi-level marketing. And you go, it's awfully pyramid shaped. And then.
What if you plot it out on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
Surgeons. This person writes, I say this as someone who wants to be one. You need the perfect mix of insanity and egomania even to think you'll make it there. And the prestige of the career only further attracts those people.
Okay. Yeah, I believe that. I have a little bit of a God complex.
This one, as a logger, I'd say foresters. Most of them don't know how to start a saw, let alone cut one down. Trying to tell me how to do my job because a book told them how to do it. Yeah, I believe that.
Logger and forester?
I'm not sure I understand the difference.
I think, yeah, forest management probably says this is how you can do this. And it's probably like the OSHA of the woods.
That's what I'm assuming.
Tree OSHA.
Yeah. Yeah. You must fell it that way, sir.
Shut up. Chop it down.
This one, a lot of chefs are a problem.
Yeah, TV has taught me that.
Yeah, TV has taught me that all chefs are a problem.
They're all crazy. They're all geniuses at one little thing. Like that, they can make a great souffle or something, but
it does seem like you have to be unhinged to desire that kind of frantic job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you see Gordon Ramsay. He seems crazy.
Yeah.
People like that, though. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind watching it. I wouldn't want to be around him, though.
Mate, do you have a thing for Gordon Ramsay?
I do.
Of course. Really? He's a chef who yells.
Yeah, she likes people who yell.
Guy with a, what is he, Scottish, Irish? Something like that.
British?
I thought he was British.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a cool accent and he yells at people.
Yeah, but he has a soft spot.
But know he's got kind of a heart of gold underneath.
Yeah. You ever really seen him on the like MasterChef Junior?
Oh, yeah, when he's so nice to the children. Kids? Yeah. You know he screams at their parents. by the way, have you ever seen Gordon Ramsay on the British versions of his show?
Mm-mm.
Much more nice.
Maybe he just hates Americans.
Really? It's like kind of playing it up for the American audience a little bit.
Gordon Ramsay, America, much more aggressive than Gordon Ramsay, even when the show is like the same title.
Interesting.
Well, see, but British people aren't going to be intimidated or impressed by his British accent. Here we are like, whoa. This guy must mean business because he sounds British.
He sounds like the king.
He knows what he's doing.
This is the West. Oh, jeez. Hear that? That guy sounds educated.
Text. Yeah, the forester comes in and assesses what types of trees can be cut and tells you which ones to cut and then tries to tell you how to cut them. Whereas the logger just comes in and cuts the S down.
Gotcha.
Okay, so the first two make a certain amount of sense to me. But yeah, when somebody tells you how to get it done, I can see where that would be.
So the forester is the general contractor. The tree cutter is the laborer.
Yeah, they don't want the loggers coming in and just clear cutting everything. Because that is the easiest way to do it, I'll bet.
Text. This one doesn't get a lot of attention, but small town government employees, Department of Public Works, city managers, etc. They think they're kings of their own world.
I think that happens a lot. Like sometimes the smaller the version of a job, the bigger a person thinks or the more important the person thinks they are. We've seen that with bands before.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you get, oh, this person made it into the top 40 of adult alternative rock. And now they think that they're the Beatles and they come in and never take their sunglasses off. And
which band was that?
The Ugly Americans.
The Ugly Americans, yeah. But they were in studio with their one hit, Vulcan Death Grip.
Yeah, I think that guy might have been like on a heroin bender or something like that. I think there's a reason maybe the sunglasses didn't come out. But yeah, he definitely thought his S didn't stink and they were the worst. And then, you know, go several years later and we have Slash in our studio. And he's just wearing like a Banana Slugs t-shirt or it was like Santa Cruz or something. It was like
a San Jose Sharks.
San Jose
t-shirt.
Sharks. Yeah. Okay. I knew it was like a regular t-shirt.
But it wasn't
his baseball cap is on backwards and he couldn't have been nicer. Like so normal.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, yeah, usually the higher the level, the nicer they are. And these low level guys are like, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be the biggest thing ever.
I'm surprised none of you got excited when we told you that we had the Ugly Americans in studio with their hit song Vulcan Death Grip. Didn't you hear us tell you how they were big, big stars and they wore their sunglasses inside?
Man.
Guess jealousy shows in all forms.
I will say
I'm just at a loss for words.
I will say that that was a great album, though. I really liked the album.
I did too.
Yeah.
Until we met them.
Still shows up on my
see if I recognize that song at all.
Playlist. It's a catch toe tapper there, Steve. You're going to love it.
Oh, it's just described an alternative song as a catchy toe tapper.
It is.
Have you ever seen people randomly dancing in the street?
Oh, yeah. No, that's
not good.
No, that's how it starts.
Yep.
Oh, they have 187 subscribers on YouTube.
That's not that many. I'm not sure if there's still. Yeah, listen to that, man. Got some Hammond organ in there. That's a great 90s alternative.
All right, I don't hate it.
It's definitely grocery store alternative.
It is.
All right, get to it.
Putting that Vulcan death grip on me.
I don't know. I never really thought about the words before. I did the first time it played think that we were playing a song that said, put that effing death grip on me.
Running through the house. Man, Vulcan. Like the TV show, Star Trek. He had the Vulcan death grip. He'd kill a guy by pinching his shoulder.
In my defense, why would a song in 1997 use Vulcan death grip?
Yeah.